Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Divine Divas Radio Show. Here we are. We're pink, high-heeled, gloriously golden goddesses, spiritually driven, already awakened, emerging and evolving into the highest part of ourselves. We've gestated birth and are now in the afterbirth process, being all that we can be at the growing edge of humanity. Divine Divas Radio will help you to move forward and grow your lives to be all that you can be. This hit show is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy with you every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So join the divas and evolutionary visionaries as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. Now, here are your hosts, Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns.
And I'm Cheryl Angela.
And you are listening to the Divine Divas Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We Divine Divas are devoted to helping you find and use your authentic, femininely empowered voice each and every Friday. We're all about love. We're all about light and laughter through spiritually uplifting chat, voice and sound work. And we'll also be inviting luminaries, authentically gifted and empowered coaches, speakers, sound masters and authors helping you to raise your vibration upwards and upwards. But you know, our signature question is, are you aware of how using sacred sound and voice work can totally transform and heal your life? Well, welcome, dearest hearts.
Hello, everyone. Have you had a good week, Patricia?
Well,
and share with us what's new.
Well, I think I went into recovery for 3 days after the last show. Because the energy got so high with Jo Beth. We always have great fun, and that's, you were being introduced to that.
Yes.
But we had a great time, and then afterwards there was a lot of buzz on our Facebook page and one thing and another. So I just loved that show. And then I think I told you last time that we are moving house, so there's been a lot of buzzing. Yes. About looking at houses and busy. How about you?
Also really busy, lots of creations, and I just did a workshop this past week.
Oh,
two
lovely.
Workshops all about opening the heart to love.
Oh,
and really being able to integrate every emotion and energy that is holding us back from being in connection with our authentic being, which is love. Mm-hmm. So that was really fun, and lots of other creations. Yes.
Well, I saw you advertising that on Facebook, actually, and I nearly shared it. And then I thought, well, I don't really have anybody in San Diego, but I hope it did well. Did you attract a lovely crowd?
Beautiful, beautiful souls. I just love, I love getting to connect with such amazing, beautiful beings, you know. And and I just sit, as soon as I'm just up front, I'm sitting there ready to start, and I'm looking out at everybody and just thinking to myself, wow, I'm so fortunate.
Absolutely.
To be able to work with these beautiful people.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. And actually, today, Friday, I am in LA for 2 days working with the most amazing women on the planet in the Women's Information Network, which is dedicated to expanding love and illumination on the planet and helping women and families become empowered. So it's
fantastic.
Lots of exciting stuff.
It's absolutely superb. So, well, we've got a lovely show lined up this evening, all about sensitizing the soul with sound.
How fun is that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, if you're okay, I'll go for it. Cheryl, just kick it all off. Okay.
Yes, please do. Take it away.
Absolutely. Well, do you know what? I guess when I'm working, I've sort of renamed myself at the beginning of this year as a soul empowerment coach. And, you know, that's quite a title, I guess, in some ways, but it really, that's what was happening for me. I realized I was very much, when I step into somebody's energy field with them, that is what I was seeing. We were stripping away all the bodies and we were left with this beautiful soul in the center. And that's what I could see very clearly. And really what I was seeing was that we should have beautiful, beautiful lights. Our souls are beautiful lights. I kind of see them like a gas flame. And what I was seeing, what I was seeing with a lot of my clients was that they were a bit bashed or depressed or pushed down, squashed. And I thought, good Lord, you know, it's I can really see how through, well, this lifetime, there's been so much going on with conditioning and programming, but also through the ancestral lines and their families and past lives, there's been a lot of oppression, there's been a lot of suppression, which has ended up in depression. And then I thought, oh, crikey, I'm getting all these words.
You're good with the words, Patricia. It's a gift.
Words. You know what? But then look at the key in there. It's pressed. It's been, whatever soul I've been looking at, I just think, wow, they've really been pressed down, squashed, and become misshapen. So I guess a lot of what I help people to do, and you do it too, Cheryl, absolutely, we're all doing it in slightly different, our own unique ways. But what I do through the sound is actually help them to push those bits up and out. It's almost like reconstructing the soul, resurrecting it, and definitely pushing it out, plumping it up again, bringing it back into its beautiful shiny wholeness. And as I do that, I know without the shadow of a doubt, what is also happening is that their voices in the fifth chakra, the voices are changing in alignment with that, because your voice, of course, is expressing your soul and your soul's desire. If you're really tuned in authentically to yourself, that then that follows on. So, it just seemed so appropriate this evening when I kind of got the title Sensitizing Your Soul with Sound. I thought, my goodness, that is so rich, isn't it? And we could
that
use sound.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I thought it was lovely.
Yes.
And when they gave me that, I thought, well, what we could do is just take a moment, because these things don't need to take forever, and I think we've got enough time at this point, but just for everybody to close their eyes and tune in first of all to the heart and listen to the rhythm of the heart, and then allow, I just love allowing your body to relax and surrender, give in, give up, wave the white flag, and just retreat within. And it's so beautiful to do that. And then connecting with your soul. And just know that you're going into that place of richness and wholeness. And then I would just make any sound. You know, you're in control here. Make whatever sound you feel like making. I'm just going to facilitate with you. I'm just going to make a nice sound here. And you know, it doesn't need to be a big sound, it doesn't need to be a long sound, it just needs to be a gentle sound, because I'm inviting you all listening today just to bring so much divine love and acceptance into your soul. And I'm inviting you to pump it up, if you like, again with sound, and hold that intention of really restoring your soul, pushing those oppressed bits up and out, the suppressed bits and the depression, pushing that up in a way and forming a beautiful, beautiful flame. Make your soul into that lovely shape. Now, in just a moment, we're going to go to a break. I'm going to continue making sound with you. And while we're on the break, I'm just going to invite you to stay in this space. Keep the eyes closed. Stay within and make this sound. Dialogue with your soul through the sound of ah. 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 And you know what? We are going to go to a break right now. And you've been listening to Patricia and
Cheryl with the Divine Divas Radio Show. Let's take a break now. When we come back, we'll hear more about your soul sound.
Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together, and visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call and Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia and Cheryl. And we're discussing the sound of the soul and how it is liberating you, helping you find your freedom. And I left you all there just hopefully toning away and really reconstructing your soul, filling it out, becoming whole, bringing yourself back to all you can be and your divine potential. Cheryl, it's interesting. I love that exercise. It's very simple, very powerful. So how would you do what I... way of tuning into that?
Oh, okay. You know, I actually lost you there, Patricia. Can you repeat that to me?
All right. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Cheryl. I was just saying you will have your own way of doing that kind of exercise. So what would you share with people around that, sensitizing their soul with sound?
Yeah. So first of all, to me, everything is vibrational, and I think that's actually a fact. You know, it's actually a fact in life that everything is vibrational. So I'm approaching every person as a vibrational being, and so our soul, and also I'm approaching every person as, and myself included, that we really are whole and complete, and our soul is infinite. And so it's really a question of returning back to harmony with that which we already are. Mm-hmm. And we can use sound to retune ourselves, to harmonize ourselves back to our true soul essence. So for me, everybody has their own unique sound and vibration, which is why we recognize people as being who they are, who they vibrate as, who they emanate as. And sometimes, of course, that's very covered over. But as you start to sound or have a sound vibrate through you that's reminding you and calling your soul back to its center, back to its actual point of original, like, frequency, as it were, then those other things start to integrate. They start to kind of drop away. How you were talking about pushing those things out, they just start to move and drop off of people. So one of the things I do is actually help people find their own core resonant tone. And I can obviously help people do that if a person doesn't know what their resonant tone is, what note they actually vibrate with the most, and it's going to be like their soul resonance, their homing note. I can help them discover that. Another way people can discover it for themselves is just simply to go through a scale. And just, if you have a keyboard or you have something where you can go up the keyboard and just kind of hum on each one and start to notice the one that really makes you come home to yourself. The one, whenever I've found a note for somebody and they'll say, oh, I could listen to that, even just that one note, let alone the whole key. Yeah. I could listen to that forever. And that's the sound you're looking for. So finding that then helps you to be able to sound that sound within yourself. Now, if you're feeling out of sorts, then sometimes you have to actually sound whatever sound comes up through you and allow it to move until it will start to shift. So it might even be more of a, what might be more of an inharmonious sounding sound at first, because what you're doing is you're actually honoring the part of you that feels a little bit out of kilter or a little bit thrown by emotion and so on. You're honoring the emotion rather than suppressing it. You're talking about all the press downs, right? The suppressed, the oppressed, the depressed. And so it's allowing that to be acknowledged in you and then allowing it to move through you. And then the sound itself, if you allow the sound to lead and you're listening to yourself, it will start to shift and change according to how you're feeling. And you can do that with a pain in your body.
Yes.
You can actually locate the pain and start to sound the pain. So we often are groaning when we're in pain, and that's our way, isn't it? Yes. A way of trying to return ourselves to harmony, because we're vocalizing that pain rather than just suppressing it. And if we stay with that and we allow ourselves to just move with that sound and then allow the sound to actually lead us back home to a place of harmonization, people have literally, and myself included, I've had this experience, healed themselves or completely liberated something in their body by doing that toning.
Tell me, Cheryl, I've got a question for you then. Do you find that with women, is there a common note, or are we all absolutely unique, resonating at different levels or tones?
Well, definitely everybody is unique and working at different levels and tones. Whenever I have one of the workshops I just did, every person that was in there was a woman. And so I was using the resonant tone of the heart, because it was all about opening the heart to love and integrating everything about, you know, every emotion and everything that is kind of blocking us from accessing that love. Mm-hmm. And I did also a correspondence with the sacral chakra and that resonant tone. And I do find that a lot, that women really need a lot of toning right there. And that's, of course, where our feminine energy is really located. And there's a lot of suppression and oppression around that chakra, especially in women.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there isn't, take the scale of C to C, you know, there wouldn't be a particular note that is more prevalent. I'm just wondering if there is a
note of D for that sacral chakra. Yes.
Okay. And what's the throat be, out of interest?
Yes, the throat is G, which is what your resonance is.
Yes.
Is G. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Which makes complete sense with the work that you do.
Yeah, but also when I was out singing, I know that I sang in the key of G a lot.
Right. That's what you'll find again and again. I'll find resonance for people. And then they'll say exactly what you said. Oh, so maybe it's A. And they'll say, I always sing in the key of A. Or I always sing in the key of E flat. And it's so, I've even told singers when I've worked with them that if they're going to audition, choose to audition in something that's in your resonant tone, your key.
Because
it will, your soul essence and your energy and where your voice itself is most comfortable, that range, that's going to shine and you'll do really well at your audition.
Absolutely. Just out of interest then, what would your key be? What would your note be?
Mine is F, which is the heart chakra.
Right.
And I think that's one of the reasons why, if I was to say I had a specialized, very specialized part of what I do, it really is helping people to open their heart and access their heart and bring more love into their life. And
And that's interesting, because without a doubt, mine is the voice. And helping people find their voice and their roots to expression, we're working with exactly the right things. I just think that's fascinating. I love that.
When you let your own soul guide you, because that's your soul essence. Some people actually call it your soul signature. So it's that energy of you that needs to express in this life. It expresses through your voice. It expresses, which is what part of uncovering that authentic voice is to find what is that unique expression of you. Because our voice is so much more than our just what we speak and sound. Yeah. It's the way we convey everything about ourselves to this world.
Absolutely. It conveys your heart's message. And I think that's probably why we have found, although we're so far apart, we've never met, and yet we've come together, we're co-presenting this show, and there is a definite synergy between us. It's as if the two notes complement, the voice and the heart working together. Yes?
It is, and that's actually secondary resonance for me. So I think that's why harp actually relates to the heart chakra. And of course, you know, throat chakra is the voice. And so that's a secondary resonance for me, which is why sound and voice and everything is also so vital. So yeah, I think there is a lot of complement. And also, when you're really speaking in your truth, you are speaking from your heart. And that's another thing, to allow people's hearts to be liberated, so it expresses through your voice, so you are able to speak with love. Even when you have to say difficult things to someone, there's still that energy of speaking from the heart behind.
Absolutely. I so agree with you. And you know, working with people in that way, I quite often say it's like wearing the velvet glove. If you do have to deliver a fairly strong message, you can still bring the love into it and you know, and have all of that with it. But right now, Cheryl, I think we're just about due for a break at this stage. Just quickly before we go to it, you offer this, would you offer that over Skype, being able to help people find that note, that resonance? Would you?
Yes,
is that
absolutely.
Something? Yeah.
I even can find it for people at without even talking to them. Someone will send me a picture and ask me to create something.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. Oh, well, that's just wonderful.
There's no limit.
Yes, is there no limit to this woman's talents, I ask myself. Fantastic, Cheryl. No, it really is. So anyway, let's go. Let's take a break. We're going to hear more about all of this subject when we get back. I'm Patricia. And that was Cheryl you were listening to on the Divine Divas Radio Show. And when we come back, we'll be sharing more about the power of your voice and how to use music in general to heal and help you release. So please stay tuned.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Well, hi there, everybody, and we're back on the Divine Divas Radio Show. This is Patricia with co-host Cheryl Angela. Today, we've been talking about your soul, sound, and the sacredness of making sound and releasing the negative emotions that can hold you back from being all you can be. But, you know, Cheryl, you were just sharing some beautiful stuff with us there just before we went to the break. And what I was going to ask you was, what did you feel during your journey so far were the biggest blocks to you actually finding your voice? Because what I've noticed is that even since we've started working together, you've brought voice very much back onto your website, into your work. It's almost as if it had taken a wee back seat. Now it's coming back forward. So tell me about that. Tell me how you've arrived at that.
Well, it's an interesting journey. So if this gets too long, just feel free to step in, Patricia. But interesting journey with a voice. I'd say at one point I was singing a lot, and I actually overdid my voice. So I had to go through a lot of exercises and I had to do a lot of things that I was doing first physically to recover the voice rests, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And really, in the course of doing that, and this is quite some years ago, I found that what was really at the root of it was everything that I needed to acknowledge and integrate about myself and about being in my power and really standing in my power and accepting myself as powerful. So I did a lot of internal work on that. And as I did the internal work, my actual physical voice got stronger and stronger, so that I was singing all the time in very high demanding, high output things such as shows and opera and stuff like that. Mm. And then at that time, my heart was a little bit having to take a back seat, some of that, because it was so much demand of time. So then I kind of flipped and did a lot more with what I wanted to do with the healing, and then brought the harp into that of it very, very strongly. And then in recent times, I'd say over the last year or so, maybe year to 2 years, I've really been integrating using my voice with clients, actually using it as an instrument of healing, and also using it in my workshops. And every time I do use it in terms of toning, obviously I'm speaking and delivering teaching, but in terms of toning, people are always like, give me more. So and then meeting with you, and we've started doing more with that, that has definitely brought that aspect of who I am and how I express much more into a balanced position, I think, with everything that I do. So I'm really happy about that.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I find that when I'm working with people, and even people that think they're working with me, they start to cough, and you know, they get disruption in the throat chakra, because what I've discovered over the years is I'm a catalyst for that. And even if people think their throats are fine, when we sit together, it's going to cause whatever is in their throat that needs to go to start making its presence felt. Because what I feel is that we can create negative energy forms that become a thing, if you like, that can get stuck in the throat, or it's going to cause sore throats or glandy type things or laryngitis, the usual, you know, all the tonsillitis.
Right.
We're creating that. And for me, these are like entities or energies that are stuck in the throat. So much of my work is spent actually just getting rid of all that out of people, but doing it for about two sessions. I mean, it's not a long protracted thing, but what I have noticed is that as you do that, people's voices begin to deepen, to broaden, and it kind of, you can almost sort of mark the progress of their journey with what I call the reconstruction of the voice. So I kind of note, I really notice people's voices. It tells me a lot just about where they are on their journey and what still needs to be done.
And yes,
obviously in conjunction with the heart, as you rightly say. But isn't it interesting to look? I mean, I know that when I was small, my mum would, I was being pushed from the age of 8. They kind of discovered I could really sing. So I was being,
I was being
pushed on one hand, but on the other hand, I was being fed all the information about, you know, be quiet, you should be seen and not heard.
Yes.
So that, I mean, it became a real conflict, you know, push you forward, pull you back, and then you get all confused. But anyway, so there's loads, that's such a rich minefield to work through with people. And so there is a lot of lovely work, and people love us. I haven't been at one of your workshops, but it's the same with mine. If you're making sound, they want to join in, they want to do it,
exactly.
It opens them up. So I totally get that.
Yes.
Now, while I'm just blethering here, I do need to mention, you know, obviously on this show, Divine Divas Radio Show, we are all about voices and about speaking up and out. And we can do that in many different ways. You might be writing a book. You might love to be writing a book. Maybe you haven't got the confidence as yet to do it. Or you might be delivering workshops. You might be a therapist. You might be teaching or sharing, whatever it is. You might be painting artistically. Our radio show is all about finding that authentic voice. And also it's an authentic creative voice. And I'll tell you what, it really needs to be heard right now. And that's what Cheryl and I are really trying to bring into your awareness, that your voices count and they need to be heard right now. So if we can help, we would love to. We're on www.divinedivasradio.com. And both of us are going to, or are contributing MP3s for that website, free downloads. So as soon as you log on, let us know you want to hear from us. We will power that out to you. And the other thing is, we do have giveaways today. Both of us are giving 30-minute free sessions, and it can be about the voice, it can be about the soul, it can be about whatever it is for you. But please phone us in here. It's 1-800-930-2819. Or you can contact us by email at info@divinedivasradio.com. And Cheryl and I, seriously, we would love to hear from you. We'd love to be able to help. Mm-hmm. You know, that is our remit, is it not, Cheryl, just to serve?
Yes, absolutely. We're here to serve, and we want to hear from everybody out there. We welcome you. We welcome
you
to talk to us. Yes.
And Cheryl, just remind everybody, we're focusing on your harp music this week, which is simply divine. That's beautiful.
You.
So how can people get that music? What's your URL, Facebook, all that kind of stuff?
Thank you, Patricia. My URL is CherylAngela.com, and if you go to the store, you'll find the CD there and some samples so you can listen to a little bit more. And there's also a free download on that website as well. And my Facebook is Transform Your Frequency, Transform Your Life. Also, Cheryl Angela, Harp, Voice, and Soul.
Yeah. I love that harp.
I
really do. I think it's fantastic. Okay, well, you're a bit ahead of the game on me. I've been going through such immense transition, I have to tell you, these last 3 months.
Yes, that I understand
all the old CDs I've made so many up to date, and I haven't done any this year, but I am about to step into that phase. And, you know, bring stuff forward. But my website is www.patriciairiskerens.com. But you know what? You can get us on the Divine Divas Radio One. I will be bringing work forward, and indeed, just a bit later, Cheryl, I think.
Yes.
Or maybe we've got time to talk about that now. We're going to do a CD together. Yeah?
Yes.
And the way we're going to do it, because we're so far apart across this wonderful world, do you know, I'm looking out, it must be almost a full moon. I know it's the north.
That's right.
You are.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It's gorgeous. It's amazing to think that you're sitting on the other side of that Atlantic Ocean and the rest, and I'm here in Scotland blethering to you. I just love it.
We love technology.
We do.
It's just amazing.
We do.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, we're going to be doing that. So I think we'll talk a bit more about that after this break, because what we're going to do when we come back after this break is we are going to make sound, guys and gals. We're going to be making the sound of the universe together, and that's the sound of Om. And you know what? We are energizing through the sound of Om, spiritual abundance, and abundance, of course, in all levels. We've had fabulous harvests here. I think we're even having a glut of apples and things like that. It's just wonderful.
Oh.
I know. The weather's been so kind to us this year. But, you know, we want to energize all kinds of abundance. And your birthright is to be financially prosperous. So we're going to be using Om just to energize that. And we're going to energize the fairies as well, I think, because they're great manifestors. And they manifest wealth, don't they?
I love the fairies.
I know you do. I've listened to your music. They come through. Anyway, let's go to our break here. Okay, this is Patricia and Cheryl Angela. And we're having fun. And when we come back on the Divine Divas Radio Show, we are going to make sound. So please stay tuned.
To write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net. Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Are you looking for positive positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia and Cheryl.
Yes, and I nearly spoke over you. Forgive me.
We're just so excited.
We are definitely excited. Well, you know, folks, you've been listening to Cheryl Angela's beautiful harp music once again, so I do urge you to go on and fairy influences play through her beautiful Celtic music, because we have to remember that Cheryl has a lot of the Irish in her as well as some English. I think, Cheryl, is that right? Yes.
I'm blood Irish, but I was born in England, so
yes.
I'm not quite sure what that makes me. But
no, but that makes you Irish, actually. I can sort that out for you. But anyway, shall we make this sound of Om, and shall we energize finances? And, you know, when I do this kind of thing, I love to kind of see our sound going out like sparkles and through the ether, just like stars. And, you know, I'm looking at a full moon tonight here, and it's just like sprinkling through that, but affecting the vibration of the earth, of everything upon the earth, and, yeah, just abundance. Do you see that? Do you do that kind of thing while you're sounding?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. In fact, for me, it's a way to access that. A way to access that light.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, let's just do Om. It's the sound of the universe, so we're really going to connect with the universe. So once again, if you'd like to close your eyes and just take all of your awareness to your beautiful heart. We've been talking a lot about it tonight, and it's listening to every word, as is the universe. The universe is really desperate to dialogue with us all the time and asking us to look and listen for the signs. And when we tune into our hearts and really find that universal sound, then we're vibrating the web of life. So on the next in-breath, you're going to just take a lovely deep breath, and then on the out-breath, we're going to Om. And we're intending to energize our finances. That'll do us all good. So breathing in. As we breathe, We're hearing the different sounds, because for me, listening right now to beautiful Cheryl Angela in San Diego, it's as if it's almost as if there is sounding going on that is not ours. It's
yes, place. Isn't that cool?
It's quite amazing. Did you hear it, Cheryl?
I did hear it. I kind of wondered if Brian was joining us.
I wondered.
I was hearing male sounds.
Yeah, but it's just beginning to play. Brian, were you sounding?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, so he was.
I was doing a little bit of it off the air. You couldn't hear me.
Oh, well, I don't know. Something or someone was accompanying us. How wonderful.
Wasn't that wonderful? It reminded me, actually, of, I don't know if you've ever watched the Ramayana series, but on there where they kind of show these times where they're sitting with the gurus and so on in India, and they're sitting by the Ganges and they're toning these sounds, toning the Om, it took me totally there, because I was in India for 4 months and traveled with all of that, and it just took me right to it. I felt like there was a whole body of all these devotees saying Om with us. It was amazing.
Cheryl, I have to report to you, they're still doing it in my ears here. I can still hear it.
Yeah, me too. It's all reverberating. Reverberating with them.
Yeah, but it's quite a gentle. It's quite gentle sound. It's Brian. Yes. Are you not picking that up? No, you're not hearing it. It's not hearing me now, I don't think. But that's quite amazing. Well, listen, just everybody know deep in your heart that you have energized your finances. And what Cheryl and I would love you to do now is just observe what happens in the next few days. Little windfalls, unexpected things, gifts maybe arriving. Who knows how it will show. But without the shadow of a doubt, it will show. Would you agree, Cheryl?
Absolutely. And it's just staying in that consciousness that you are abundant, that abundance is your birthright.
Yes.
And
yes,
you've just opened up the energy channel to receive that dimension. Yes. of absolute abundance.
Absolutely.
And just stay with that intention and stay with that energy and just continue to sound the Om into it.
Yeah It's such a wonderful sound to make. I always feel very complete or something when I'm making that sound. It's a warm, mm-hmm, all embracing sound, isn't it?
It is. It's so universal. It's so primordial. It just takes you home, really.
Yeah.
Really is home. Home.
Home.
Yeah. Yes.
I like that. Now, listen, Cheryl, we've got a special friend of yours next week, Alessandra.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about her.
Alessandra Solari is our guest next week, and she is absolutely amazing. She has something she calls the Golden Heart, that is a whole download that came to her. She actually was born with intuitive gifts awakened in her, and then through life she shut it all down because it wasn't really allowed, and she had to go through a process of opening it up for herself again. And when she did, she got a lot of downloads about a lot of things, and one of the things she's going to share with us next week is about what she calls becoming the queen.
Whoa.
And so it's integrating all the aspects of your feminine nature.
Mm-hmm.
And really allowing yourself to fully be the queen, which is a really elevated state of being.
That.
So super exciting. Cool. Can't wait to hear her share. Yes.
So we're all going to be queen bees.
Yes, we are.
Well, I love it. Well, you know, that is fantastic. Just a quick reminder to everyone, please go to divinedivasradio.com and register there. Get our newsletter and meditation. And the other thing to remind you of is, please do your homework. You've got your soul work tonight. You've got energizing your finances with Om. I mean, you can't say we're not keeping you occupied, because we certainly are. And we really want to thank you for listening. Thank you so, so much. It wouldn't make sense if we were here. We just want to uplift you, and it's wonderful that you're tuning in to us and hopefully finding your voices. And again, thanks to Brian, for his wonderful engineering.
Thank you, Brian.
Yay, Brian.
Yay, woohoo!
You know, I have to say, it's just a pleasure to work with two wonderful people. Thank you.
Oh, isn't he a sweetheart?
Yeah. He is. We love you. We love you.
We love you.
And thanks to you, Cheryl, my beautiful co-host. You're just
It's a pleasure. Yes, thank you, Patricia.
You are welcome. So and we're here to serve and serve spirit and help you in your journey. So please contact us at divinedivasradio.com or on our Facebook page, where we are doing fantastically, getting loads and loads of people signing up to like us. But our little message to you is please believe in the power of divine soul sound to heal this world, because when we all believe it, it surely will. Go with the flow, Divine Divas. Till next week, we're welcoming Alessandro to our show next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please join us every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. GMT. And it's goodbye from Cheryl.
Yes, goodbye, everybody, and we absolutely love you, and keep in touch.
You've been listening to the Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela. This hit show is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary vision each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together, and visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, RHINOROZ.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.